Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Imagine yourself standing with the disciples as Jesus is standing there ready to be ascended into heaven, and he says these words again. I read them from the 8th verse. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes to you. Then you will be my witnesses to testify about me in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. What kind of an amazement must those disciples have felt as they heard Jesus give these, in a sense, marching orders to them to go out and be witnesses once they had received the power of the Holy Spirit? How would you have felt being there, having heard those words? What would have been going through your mind? Well, I propose that as Jesus ascended into heaven and as the disciples stood there looking up into the sky and the clouds covered Jesus, I don't think that they were truly as much amazed about the ascension, because they had already come through the resurrection and all the events after the resurrection, and I think they were beginning to get a grasp for what was actually going to happen. And I think that they were looking in amazement up into the sky, because they were probably trying to figure out in their own minds, what do we do next? We heard the words that Jesus said, but what do we do next? And when they went off and prayed, what do you think they prayed for? I'm sure that they must have prayed for some increase of faith, because they clearly understood that this task of reaching to the ends of the world would not happen unless they had faith. I'm sure they must have prayed for courage and for wisdom. I'm sure that they prayed for patience. First of all, they had to wait, as Jesus said, to receive the power from the Holy Spirit, but also patience in how to figure out what exactly it was they were supposed to be doing. This process, this daunting task that was set before them, they must have found some comfort in that promise from Christ that the power of the Holy Spirit would come upon them. And so they found themselves waiting for that promised Spirit of truth, because they truly had a message of hope to share with the world. And a world at that time, 2,000 years ago, that was probably very similar to the world in which we live in. A world that clearly didn't hear any clear witness of Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior. A world that truly was a sinful world. A world full of sin, a world full of things happening within that world, all caused by sin. And now these apostles, disciples, had a sense that they were to go out into that world and somehow or other share that great news of Jesus Christ with all who would want to hear. So what happened next? Well, here is not what happened with the disciples. First of all, they did not privatize their faith. They did not include the word polarized in their mission statement. They did not stay in that upper room still praying among themselves. They did not try to build some sort of a monopoly around Jesus. But here is what did happen. They let their faith be known. And they let it be known in such a bold way that they were martyred, all of them, except for John. They suffered. Suffered beyond anything that any of us in this room probably could imagine for the faith that they carried out. They preached inclusiveness. They preached a sense of compassion for all people, because clearly everyone, as Jesus said, would need to hear this message. And yes, they joined together in that upper room, but they didn't stay there. They left to pray among the people, and they left to carry out a message of Christ's victory to all nations. And no, it was not a monopoly on the truth. It was a mission in the truth. And so what happened? Jesus said, go forth, become witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. And how do we do that? How do we do that today? Because that's still with us. Our Jerusalems, the places where we serve in word and sacrament ministry and congregations around this country, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, 6,000 plus strong congregations in which we are involved in the proclamation of the gospel to those in the pews and those in the neighborhoods. We do it through word and sacrament. We do it in such a way that people clearly understand and know the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because why? They feel the forgiveness of God. And we do that in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod in such a great and unique way. What a privilege it is for us to do this ministry, this mission work in our congregations in such a way that people come to know truly that Jesus, and they feel a sense of being set free from the prison cell of sin. But then Jesus said, go beyond the Jerusalems and go into the Judeas. That was pretty easy. The disciples said, yeah, we can do that, okay. The Judea, well, they're a lot like us. They're quite a distance away, no doubt about it, as far as mileage or kilometers go, but we can minister there. We can do mission work there. And the disciples went. And we do today as well. We do that through our districts of our synod. We do it in such a way that we build up new congregations, mission congregations. And we do it today in some unique ways. We do it through daycare centers, and we do it through schools and other avenues in which we have opportunities to share the word and the sacraments with those around us. And so, Judea, yes. But then Jesus went on and he said, and Samaria. And I can imagine that the anxiety level of the disciples began to go up. Samaria, Lord, come on. I mean, my goodness. Share this good news of Jesus with the Samaritans of all people? But they did, and they went, and they shared, and people heard, and they came to know Jesus as Lord and Savior. Today we do the same thing. We do it in such a way. And even though the Samaritans were not far away from the disciples as far as a distance goes, a geography distance, Samaria was quite a distance away in culture. And the disciples had to learn how to share that good news of Jesus Christ, the forgiveness of sins, with those in such a way that the Samaritans would understand it. Today, our church, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, is doing those things even as we speak in districts and in cities across this country in which we have so many ethnic minorities coming to the shores, in which we have opportunities to share God's word right in our locations, right nearby, and maybe in some of even our own neighborhoods, maybe even our own neighbors. And we share that good news about Jesus Christ, the forgiveness of sins, and these ethnic minorities, the African immigrants and the Hispanics and the Asians and many, many others are coming to know Jesus as Lord and Savior through that pure gospel of Jesus Christ that's going out from our congregations around this country. And finally, Jesus left them with probably the tallest order, and that is, be my witnesses unto the ends of the earth. Wow, how do we do that, Lord? How can we go ahead and share this good news that you've left us with? Even with the power of the Holy Spirit, sometimes it seems like a daunting task. A task that just seems to go on and on and on, and there seems to be no end. But I can stand before you today and tell you that God is working in this world. Why? Not because of you and me, but because of His Spirit. Because He is out there in the world, in through the church, and He is sharing that good news through missionaries and through people in the local congregations there in countries around the world. Today, presently, the Board for Mission Services of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is involved in mission work in 74 countries, 50 of which have some sort of a missionary presence or some sort of a partner church presence. And what a great opportunity God has left with us. A church like the LCMS, with a wonderful message to share, a message that is truly gospel, truly a sense of a confession that we truly can grab our hands around and share with a world. And truly, this church is doing just that. And so today we celebrate this great commission from Acts chapter 1. We celebrate because, you see, the disciples understood that to do this ministry, they had to be united in what they were doing. And that's really what we need to do in this church, is to be united to do as we do. It's truly amazing what can be accomplished when everyone is heading in the same direction with purpose. We have the good news that Jesus died on the cross for every one of us. And not just for us, but for that world, in the Judeas and the Samarias and to the ends of the earth. And that Jesus rose again as he died on that cross and ascended into heaven. And what hope fills our hearts today as we share in that good news, and what joy it is to share this hope with a broken and hurting world. May God bless you as you continue to prepare your hearts to be able to share this good news with this hurting and broken world. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus always. Amen.